Yesterday, mortgage rates went up almost 1/8%. Today, they're starting to come down. What causes mortgage rates to go up one day and down the next? It's inflation and it's the Federal Reserve. Those are the two things you really have to pay attention to. So in today's video, I'm going to show you how both of those play a huge role in these things over through here. So let's go over and see what happened with rates today and what really caused them to drop. So the first thing I like to do each day is I like to come in and show you guys the chart. So as a mortgage advisor, this is the chart I follow right through here. It's a mortgage bond. And this is really important you understand. What you have to watch is that number up through there. That's the price of the bond. So as the price of a bond goes up, it's green. That means mortgage rates are coming down. As prices go down, rates go up. So that's what we really want to focus in on today. Why? Let me show you some things. Right through here, here's what we're watching right now on inflation. So we had inflation basically at 2.3%. The Fed wants it at 2. We were at 2.3% last April of 2025. Then what happened? Well, we had tariffs, and then we had the Iranian war, and then we had oil prices, remember just a few months ago, go from $60 a barrel up to $120 a barrel. Think about it. Everything that we produce, things how they get to places, and they use oil. So as in oil goes up, that means the cost of everything goes up, and that means inflation goes up. Okay, so why is that so detrimental to these things? And why do we even watch the bond market when it comes to these? Here's what we really want to focus in on. The Federal Reserve, yeah, they get the headlines, but they really don't control mortgage rates. Those are controlled by the bond market. Let me show you some correlations that you have. If you ever talk to some people, they're going to say, okay, if you really want to follow mortgage rates, just watch the 10-year treasury. Well, yeah, that'll give you the direction of where mortgage rates are going to go, but it's not really fine-tuning exactly what's happening behind the scenes. So let's get over some of the data that really controls these things. And then after the video, let me know down below if you think rates are going to come down like I think, or if you think rates are going to stay high or even go up to 7, maybe 8% because of what's going on with oil and inflation. So let's go down. Here's what I want to show you guys. Right now, we have the 30-year fixed rate at 6.65%. Okay? You got the 10-year treasury at 4.49. The Federal Reserve and the markets look at inflation, and the way they look at that is they look at consumer inflation, and they look at the PCE, the personal consumption expenditure. This is the number that the Federal Reserve really puts the most weight in. But if you look at both these, well, they're both over 2%. Well, that's what the Federal Reserve really wants it to be. So if you look at CPI, consumer inflation, versus where the Federal Reserve wants it, they wanted it too. It's a 4.2. Same thing over here with the PCE. They wanted it too. It's a 3.8. So these inflationary numbers are signaling there's no Fed rate cuts coming down the pike. If you look at the core, this strips out food and energy, it looks a little bit better than the other ones up top, right through here. So the target rate right now is 2, but the number is 3.3. It's much less than this, and the reason being is oil. Okay, but if you go over to the unemployment numbers, anything on an unemployment rate under 5% is full employment. The Federal Reserve and the long-term trend has been 4.2. Where are we now? 4.3. So the jobs market's looking pretty good. Now, here's where the disparity is. Remember I said the mortgage rates are controlled by a mortgage bond. Well, bond investors have several choices to make. They can buy a U.S. Treasury bond with no risk of default. They can buy corporate bonds. They can buy state bonds. And then they can buy mortgage bonds. So what they have to do is figure out what the risk is on buying the different variables of risk. So here's what happens is, if you look at the 10-year treasury, the most risk-free asset out there, you're getting a yield right now of 4.49. This is why rates aren't at 4 or 5%, because of the risk spread. On the 30-year treasury, it's now the rate is 6.65. Well, the differential spread is 2.16. Historically, what's this been? Because 2.16, is it good? Is it bad? Well, let's scroll down through here. So during the 2010s, we averaged a spread of about 1.69. Okay, then historically, the spread's been 1.75. Where we are today, 2.16. So the spread between where we are now and historically is 0.41. Where we are versus 2010 is, what is it? 0.5%. So then you're thinking, okay, the differential in the spread, the risk premium on right now is about 40 basis points, almost 0.5%. Okay, so now let's go back to mortgage rates. If you look at this and you take out the 0.5% risk premium that's adjusted for just these times right now, it puts your rate at 6.125, right in my range of what I've been saying is rates at 5.99 to 6.375. It's right there. So what I'm waiting for, you might say, is, well, when's it actually going to happen? It's going to happen when the Strait of Hormuz is completely open and the Iranian situation is finally said and done and we see that they're actually abiding by their words. That's when it's going to happen. Because if you look at a lot of the other data that we're getting today, you're going to see a market that's pretty good. You're going to see the Dow Jones, the S&P, and I know the NASDAQ got hammered today, but they're all at record highs during tariff times and even in the inflationary times we have now with oil. So let's break it down to see what I would suggest to my clients, and it's right through here. So if you're looking to buy right now, you might be looking at this saying, okay, this is kind of freaking me out because the Federal Reserve, now they're telling us they're going to increase rates once, maybe two, maybe three times within the next year. I can abide by this, folks. That number that they're going to come out with down the pike, the next adjustment that the Federal Reserve most likely is going to make is a rate cut. I just showed you based on this information that inflation is dropping at this time, and also the risk premium should be coming out as well as the Iranian conflict comes to an end. So if you're a home buyer right now, I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. So I'm looking to lock you in. If you put a contract in today, I think we got three contracts in today, we're locking them in because I can't afford tomorrow for rates to go up another 1/8%. And the cool thing about it is if rates plunge, I actually work with almost 40 different lenders, we can actually move you to another lender. So that's what I'm suggesting for if you're out there looking to buy right now. Now, if you're building or looking to do something down the road, you're going to be okay. Just make sure you're watching two things. One is my channel, and two is oil. Because as oil comes down further, you're going to see inflation drop as well. You're going to see mortgage rates follow suit. Now, if you're a homeowner right now, what do you do? You're drowning in debt, or you might be thinking, okay, I just need a lower rate to lower my payments. Well, I got some tools for you. Go to the Stan store. It's right down below. And these are calculators and applications for anybody out there. If you're looking to buy a house, I got apps for you. If you're looking to refinance, I got apps for you. If you even need some help with down payment, we got apps for you. This is only for the consumer. If you're a realtor out there or even a loan officer, check these things out. If you're looking to buy that first house, this app right here is going to basically break down every program that you're eligible for within our programs. And we work with almost 40 different lenders, folks. So we have a lot of programs out here. It's going to find every program that you qualify for and the whys behind it. You're looking to refinance and you're like, okay, I just want somebody to track my rate so when rates drop, I can refinance. Or maybe you're drowning in debt. What do you do? Well, there's a calculator right through here. This one's pretty cool. It uses AI. You're going to upload all your debts into this. It's going to structure your loan to say, okay, here's the best way to get out of debt as soon as you can. Or if you're just trying to get back to square one, here's the best way to do this to have your most monthly savings. Because if you're drowning in debt right now, it means you're spending a little bit more than you're making. And I get it. I'm a dad, I'm a husband, I'm a grandpa, and I have a job, and I have bills. So I understand exactly what you're going through. But if you're out there and you're a homeowner right now, you're saying, okay, how can I track it so I don't miss rate drops again? Put your information right into there. It's RateWatch 2.2. What we're going to do is we're going to track your rates for you and your payments. So as they drop, you might say, Dan, when rates drop to 5, call me, text me, email you. Well, they might never drop to 5. But the good news is you can put in there saying, okay, if they drop $200, $300, if I can save $500 a month, make sure you get a hold of me. We're going to do that as well. So my name is Dan Friel. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan's this: one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with almost 40 different lenders. Here's why. You're watching this video to try to get guidance on real estate and mortgage rates and finding the best programs and loans. So you're watching this video and you're like, okay, now I want to refinance or I think I can buy that house. So what do? You call that bank and you call that place and that credit union, that mortgage company, all and pull your credit, ruin your credit, get back to you, and you really don't know what they're talking about anyways. But if you did that and you got some quotes, upload your quote right into that loan estimate tab. We're going to go through it. We'll have a video out to you real fast. We're going to go over what our rate would be and our fees would be. And if we could beat the competition on the rates and the fees, I'm hoping to win you as a client. And then if you're buried in debt and you're a homeowner and you're just like, okay, how did I get relief? Go to here and it's the debt relief system we have right through there. So let's get back and see where we close for the day in the MBSs. So it looks like the MBSs are going to close up 11 ticks. That means mortgage rates, they're going to ease just a tad, nothing crazy, but at least they're not spiking today. So that's it for today, folks. So if you need some help with a mortgage, love to help you out. Otherwise, have a fantastic day. Don't forget to subscribe over there. Make sure you find something out there. We got over 9,000 videos down there. There's got to be something you can find that tickles your fancy. Otherwise, stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the opening bell to show you exactly what's going on with those and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.